Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More protests expected again today across the nation after another day that saw several demonstrations over the death of George Floyd fall into violence and chaos, including in St. Louis. After a day of peaceful demonstrations, four city police officers were shot near a police station. They are expected to survive. The Episcopal Bishop of the Washington Diocese livid after police tear gassed hundreds of protesters at a park across from the White House last evening. Bishop Marianne Buddy says that President Trump accomplished nothing when he walked across the street to the church holding a Bible for a photo op. The lawyer for George Floyd's family says an independent autopsy has determined that Floyd's death was homicide.
The cause of death was mechanical asphyxia caused by the knee to the neck and then the two knees to the back, compressing his lungs.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the first day of the official hurricane season in the Atlantic, the third named storm began to brew. Tropical Depression 3 is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal by the end of today. The wife of the fired Minneapolis police officer who has been arrested and charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. ABC News reporting that Kelly Chauvin, through her lawyer, did also express condolences to Floyd's family, saying that she has filed for dissolution of her marriage. Gun sales are on the rise across America amid the protests over the killing of Floyd, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May. That's an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of gun manufacturers have also been way up. You can find USA Radio News online at usaradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio's Tim Berg has an update on a historic space mission that began over the weekend.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight.
Back to the story regarding the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis a week ago yesterday. Former boxer Floyd Mayweather is going to pay for Floyd's funeral and memorial services. And a spokeswoman for the retired champ says the family's accepted the offer. She says Mayweather will handle costs for the funeral on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston, as well as expenses associated with two memorial services in Minnesota and North Carolina that will precede that funeral. Former Auburn football coach Pat Dye has died at 80. He restored Auburn football to prominence as the Tigers won or shared four SEC titles with him. On the sidelines, he passed away from complications from kidney and liver failure, but also had recently tested positive for COVID-19. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live. Well, I got to tell you, first of all, America has to realize where it is right now in any kind of situation. You need to, as Dan Crenshaw says in his new book, you got to be still for a moment and, you know, not get caught up in all the emotions and activity that's taking place. And sadly, we're wasting a lot of energy. And I think a lot of... you know, intellect in the process, because when you get caught up emotionally like this, you end up reducing yourself to your lowest common denominator. It's like wisdom and intelligence is thrown out the door, and you know what seems to rule the day is all this aggression and meanness that's taken place. And there's no doubt this is being, you know, perfectly orchestrated, as some have reported, you know, in some of these cities where, you know, and of course the news is not reporting on this, shamefully, that you can see that this has been bought and paid for. This isn't some spontaneous response that is taking place across our country. This has been planned, and this is what the president is taking a stand against and trying to represent and be an example to the governors and what they need to do. You know, this idea, this kind of, you know, like we're, you know, somehow embracing Neville Chamberlain's, you know, strategy that worked so well in World War II, that somehow, you know, it's going to be okay if we're just nice. And no, look, at you got to go head on with the problem. You know, you learn this in school, in your first year in school, in the first couple of days of school, in kindergarten, in the sandbox of life, I say, is that you learn that when you are attacked by a bully, you have got to meet that bully with the same response. If you don't, you're going to be bullied for the rest of your career. And this is what's happening. Antifa is bullying our country right now, and this is what the president is doing in a show of force and demonstrating to them as he walked across, you know, from the Rose Garden to St. John's Church, which they tried to burn down, not to mention, and I got to bring Bill Federer on right now. He's joining us, and we're going to get in a deeper conversation about this, Bill. Bill, but I don't know about you, but it broke my heart to see all the, you know, the graffiti that was on, you know, the Washington Mall, iconic monuments, you know, the Lincoln Memorial, World War II Memorial. I mean, who are these people?
Right. Well, actually, it goes back to the French Revolution, which was the beginning of socialism in the modern sense. And they tore down all the statues. They even dug up the bones of Saint Genevieve, who was the patron saint of Paris, and they burned them. And It's the idea where you cut at people from their past and get them into a neutral where they don't remember where they came from, and then you brainwash them into the future. But one of the examples that helps bring the present into focus is Machiavelli.
Yes.
He lived in Italy 500 years ago. Italy was a bunch of city-states, Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena. They always fought. Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of these Italian city-states, it would stop the infighting. So his end was good. And so it came up with this concept, the ends justifies the means.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're really convinced that your end is good, it's called consequentialism, then you can justify any means to get there. So if a prince wants to conquer a city, the people would hate him. But if the prince arranges ahead of time for people to create riots and smash windows and set buildings on fire and kill cows and burn up barns, the people will cry out for help. The prince will come in, dispatch with the very people that he bribed to create the crisis, and everyone will praise the prince as a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house, set it on fire. You go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher. They'll pay anything for it and thank you for being there.
It's
called Machiavellianism. Where you create or capitalize on a crisis to consolidate control.
Well, Bill, isn't this part and parcel of, you know, what you do is you create dissatisfaction with the status quo. Isn't this part of it as well?
Right. So Machiavelli influenced Hegel, University of Berlin. The situation was Napoleon conquers Europe. The king of Prussia, a German kingdom, said, we can't get conquered that easily again. We need to strengthen our state. And so the philosopher to help him do that is Hegel. And he comes up with a triangle. One corner is a thesis. The opposite corner is an antithesis. And the top corner is a synthesis. It sounds complicated, but it's not. You start off with the status quo. Everybody's happy with the way things are. And you create the antithesis. In other words, you create a problem that's real bad, and everybody's happy to settle for your answer. That's half as bad.
Right.
Then that becomes the new starting point. Then you create another problem that's real bad, and everybody's happy to settle for your answer. That's half as bad. And it's like a socket wrench, a ratchet wrench, where with each turn, you're tightening it, but it never goes back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see Karl Marx was a member of the young Hegelians at the University of Berlin. So Marx takes this and says, how do you create an antithesis? How do you create a problem that's real bad? You send in agitators, agent provocateurs, community organizers, labor organizers. They find people that have grievances, and you stir them up till they riot. And he would organize the proletariat against the bourgeois, which is the working class people against the small business owners. They would organize the blacks against the whites, the Muslims against the Christians, the Catholics against the Protestants in Ireland. They would organize the Hutus against the Tutsis in the Congo and Rwanda. They really don't care who the two sides are, and they really don't care what the issues are. Their goal is a destabilizing crisis that'll be so bad that everyone will welcome the government coming in and setting up authoritarian rule. And so this, 45 countries followed the communism this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's been worked. Saul Alinsky began to apply it to American politics. And you think, who is Saul Alinsky? Well, Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky. And President Obama was a community organizer with Saul Alinsky in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul Alinsky rode around with Al Capone's hitman, Frank Nitti, and saw how all you would have to do is kill a few people, smash a few windows, and the whole neighborhood would panic and freak out and pay protection money to the mob. Mm-hmm. In order to restore order. So Saul Alinsky applies this to politics, and he says that the first step in organization is disorganization.
Right.
Because the community organizer must rub raw the resentments of the people of the community, fan the flames of hostility to the point of overt expression. The community organizer must seek out controversy rather than avoid it, for unless there is controversy, the people are not motivated enough to act. He says that the real arena is bloody. David Horowitz, who was a former communist and became
right.
a conservative writer, writes about in the 1970s there was an SDS, Students for Democratic Society, and they were holding a training session. And the Alinsky was saying, well, now why do we want to do this? And one person said, well, we eventually want to set up, you know, a society where everybody's equal. And he yells at them. And he goes, no, we do this for power. He says it's just raw power.
Right.
And so that's what they're doing. They create the crisis. And there's a whole lot more stories. But
well, I'll tell you what. We'll pick it up when we come back. We've got more from Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker and president of Amerisearch, right after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Good, 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 good.
That is the operative pronoun here. We the people. And we've got Bill Federer taking us down the road to history to realize that there is once again nothing new under the sun. It is the same story. You just, put it in the washer. You spin, you wash it, and you just keep on putting it in there. You keep spinning and washing and repeating the cycle. Right, Bill?
Yeah, it's a very effective strategy. It goes back to the beginning of time, and the first invention ever was the plow, right? The Bible talks about Cain being a tiller of the soil. Then people started hitting each other with them, and they turned into weapons. Then people felt scared, and they gravitated together for protection, and they formed the first communities and cities. And you get people together, someone's a little better at knowing how to fight than the rest, and everyone says, you be our captain. You fight, you live, that's good. But then this captain has kids and grandkids who claim to be an elite class, a special family, a political mob. Before you know it, you got a gang leader, you got a king. And so this trend keeps happening. Now this observation was, again, used by Machiavelli and Hegel. There was an Indian philosopher named Shanantra. When Alexander the Great was stopped from going into India, the kingdom that followed that was Chandragupta's Maurya Empire. His advisor was this Shanakta guy, and he did the same thing, where you would foment instability and wars between smaller kingdoms, and then they would cry out for help, and then Chandragupta would come in with his army to, quote-unquote, restore order, and then take over it. So he built India into this big, huge empire by doing this. Ironically, several thousand years later, the British took over India this way. Mm-hmm. 1714, the British got a trading post in Bengal, and then it turned into a little fort. And then it turned into them wielding their power and taking over Bengal. And then they went into India, and they would do the same thing. They would find these ancient kingdoms that had reached an equilibrium, and they would go to one and give them guns, go to another and give them guns, and stir up these ancient animosities till it broke out in fighting. And then the British would come in to restore order, but they would take over and take away everybody's guns, and they ended up conquering all of India. Mm-hmm. They tried doing this in America, where they would go to the American Indians, the Mohawk Indians, and do what? Give them guns and incite them to attack the Americans at the frontier. It's even listed in the Declaration of Independence that he has incited this insurrection by the natives on our frontier.
Right.
And then the War of 1812, the British did it again. They landed, the British controlled Pensacola, and right north of that was the Creek Indians, the Red Stick Creek Indians. The French word for red stick is Baton Rouge, right? Mm. So these Creek Indians got arms and guns from the British, and they promised them gold for scalps. And so the Creek Indians ambushed Fort Mims, Alabama, and scalped 500 people. So this idea that you find elements inside of a society, you stir them up until there's crisis, and that gives you an excuse to come in to restore order. Now, this was done, believe it or not, by America after World War II. Iran had a prime minister named Mossadegh, and he was becoming too friendly with the Soviet Union, and Mossadegh decided to nationalize the oil company, the Anglo-American oil company, which changed its name to BP. Mm-hmm. So British Petroleum was really the Anglo-Iranian oil company, and when Iran nationalized it, Britain was like appealing to America for help. And so the president is Eisenhower. In 1953, he authorizes the first CIA operation to overthrow a leader. It's called Operation Ajax. Mm-hmm. The Secretary of State was John Foster Dulles, and the person that orchestrated it was Kermit Roosevelt, the son of Teddy Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, how did he do it? Kermit Roosevelt arranged to recruit Muslim imams, stir up their religious fundamentalism, The press was involved. It was bribed. They had the mobsters in Tehran. They agitated. They attacked mosques. They attacked movie theaters. They attacked everything, causing this destabilizing. And Mossadegh was overthrown, and we installed the Shah. And the Shah was very pro-American and agreed to keep working with the British Petroleum Oil Company. So America was involved in these type of operations. Almost every spy movie has something about this, right? We did it in the Congo in the 1960s, Dominican Republic in 1961, Vietnam, Brazil, Chile. The KGB did the exact same thing in pro-Western countries. And they would come in and organize with their socialist groups and their union organizing and their agitating. Why? To throw over out the pro-West leaders and install a pro-Soviet leader.
Exactly.
Now, these tactics had been used. The only difference this time around is they're being used on American soil.
Mm-hmm.
We're experiencing these tactics that for the last several decades have been used around the world. Now they're being used on our own soil. I suspect a lot of deep state people that were hung over from the previous administration, obviously with the ability to track, they can track all the text messages that all these rioters are getting saying show up here and when. I was actually in Dallas one time and I saw the bus come. And off the bus, young kids, you know, they must have gotten credit from their college professor. They all file off. They're all given signs. And they're all told to march down the street in front of some hotel where somebody was at and to do their protest. It's orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing this destabilizing. Why? I think because they want to get the current president out. And
well, they're so desperate. They've tried everything they can try short of assassination, Bill, to get this president out. I mean, this has been 3.5 years of him dragging a 7-room house under 40 foot of water to get our country back on solid footing. And in spite of that, he's continued to be successful. So here it is. You know, the big punch in the gut is COVID-19. He's convinced to shut down the economy. And as if that's not enough, then we have this incident with George Floyd. And this is, you know, again, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, this is a good crisis that you can't let go to waste, and here's the chance that they see to really be able to take this president out.
Right, and there needs to be a really good incident. So the Bible, there is a story where there is...
we got about 2 minutes left, Bill, here, just so heads up, okay? Go ahead.
There's a Levite with a concubine, and he's traveling through, and the concubine's raped and dies, and what does he do? He chops her body up into 12 pieces, sends it to the 12 tribes, and they all get incensed and in violence. They come together and they kill all the Benjamites, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you need an incident. Che Guevara worked with Castro to do this in Cuba. He says that you need to have blind hate. Guevara said, blind hate against the enemy creates a forceful impulse that cracks the boundaries of natural human limitations, transforms the soldier into an effective killing machine. And so that's why Napoleon said, religion keeps the poor from murdering the rich. As long as you have Christian people that are poor, they'll forgive if there's been a wrong. But if you get rid of Christianity, then you can stir up the hatred, breaking the ninth and tenth commandments of thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, and you got a bunch of immoral people saying, let's covet and let's steal.
Yes.
So the tinder is there. You need an incident to light the fuse. Anyway, AmericanMinute.com is my website, and I've written a couple books on this.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the chapters, same story, just new chapters, right?
Yeah, because it's human nature. You know, little kids do this. You know, I'm not the mean one, you're the mean one. And they start these fights. But bullies on a playground do the same thing. Wife beaters do the same thing.
Right. I know I am, but so are you, right? Yeah, this is it. We've reduced ourselves to the lowest common denominator. And meanwhile, this great American experiment lies in the balance, Bill.
I end with the thought, it's in times of crisis that people turn to Christ. So what the devil meant for evil, God will turn around for good if we get serious about serving him.
Well, and it only makes sense, especially on the heels of Pentecost Sunday.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Churches around the world are experiencing social distancing measures due to COVID-19, and worship centers in Zimbabwe are no different. Many Zimbabwean pastors face a great disadvantage because they do not have the technology or the expertise to broadcast virtual services or recorded sermons. But the Tide Ministry is helping to provide a path for pastors to reach their congregations while they're unable to meet. The Tide Partners in Zimbabwe are working with pastors who do not have the means to video or broadcast church services by having them phone into the studio to record sermons and prayers, which are then broadcast to their parishioners and an even wider audience at a time when the hope of Christ is desperately needed.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is helping pastors in Zimbabwe to connect with their parishioners while also reaching new listeners, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we're living in unprecedented times as the world fights the COVID-19 pandemic. And while many Americans continue to practice social distancing and as elected officials are figuring out a way to open up, a new threat to public health has emerged that could put millions of lives in danger. Now, people are more fearful, imagine this, to go to the hospital or call 911 than go to the grocery store, pharmacy, or beach. Now, heart disease remains the number one cause of death in the U.S., killing more than 600,000 people a year. Yet, despite its prevalence, hospitals in the U.S. have seen a dramatic 40% decline in patients admitted for heart attack symptoms since January. Now, the newly launched Seconds Count campaign targets consumers and includes a new survey with some data around deadly misconceptions that have emerged about the urgency to treat heart disease symptoms in a new COVID environment. Well, Dr. Kirk Garrett is going to be joining us to discuss the health risk of avoiding visits to the hospital when faced with a medical emergency such as a heart attack or stroke. He's a leading cardiologist, former president of the Society for Cardiovascular Angiography, and Help me out, doctor. Angiography. There it is. Angiography and Interventions. SCAI for short. Thank goodness. And he's here to remind people that cardiovascular disease does not stop for coronavirus. Dr. Garrett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, this is quite interesting that, you know, we're looking at 600,000 people a year dying from heart disease and yet a dramatic drop. Boy, that begs the question, you know, why this dramatic drop since January?
Well, remember, this is a drop now in hospital visits, not in people dying of heart disease. In fact, we lose more than 600,000 Americans each year when effective care is given in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. What we're worried about now is that people may be staying home and toughing it out rather than getting care urgently as they need in order to have the best outcome possible from their heart attack or stroke. So we may actually see that during these months, mortality rates, that is the number of people who end up dying or being badly disabled by their disease, is even much higher. And I can tell you, I have personally seen in my hospital at Christiana Care in Delaware, mm-hmm. patients who have had poor outcomes because they've delayed care coming to the hospital.
Wow. Well, that's important, you know, and I'm glad to clarify that difference. Let's talk about the SCAI Second Still Count campaign.
You bet. Second Still Count is a campaign to remind Americans that cardiovascular disease is still here. It's not hiding in isolation like we are, and it can still strike. A consumer survey sponsored by SCAI found that a staggering 1 in 2 Americans, or 1 in 2 respondents to the survey, indicated that they would, in fact, consider delaying care, even for a dreadful emergency, out of fear of catching the COVID-19 germ. And I understand the fear, but the consequences of delay are catastrophic. And while we've lost a tragic 100,000-plus Americans to this disease in the first 5 months of 2020, during that same period of time, we estimate we've lost 2.5 times that number of people to heart and vascular disease, and that's with effective care.
Right.
So it's very important for Americans that hospitals are safe places for care.
Well, and this is, you know, decisions, these new, you know, equations that we're having to deal with in light of the COVID pandemic is the risk ratio. And you bring that out very clearly, is that, you know, you consider, you know, normally we'd put it in terms of risk reward, but maybe there's a better term here, Dr. Garrett. But the bottom line is still the same, is that we can't afford to risk. I mean, we're talking about your very life and you know, the kind of, damage that could be done as a result of wasting time.
Yes, and I understand the concern. We're all afraid of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I don't want Americans to believe is that hospitals are places where you're going to catch this germ more than any other part of your community. In fact, hospitals are safe places.
Mm-hmm.
Care providers are trained and ready to handle your emergency effectively. If you go to hospital, you'll see that social distancing rules have been put in place. Contact areas are disinfected frequently. People are wearing masks and gloves. And maybe most importantly, Bill, you will see that people with COVID-19 or thought to have COVID-19 are being treated in one area, and other patients are directed to a different area so that those people don't commingle. And this is very effective in containing spread of the contagion in a hospital environment.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. Kirk Garrett, Medical Director for the Center for Heart and Vascular Health at Christiana Care Health Systems. Dr. Garrett, what symptoms should Americans be aware of that would indicate they need to seek medical attention right away?
Well, the classic symptoms for heart attack include pressure or pain in the chest, difficulty breathing, pain that may extend up into the neck, the jaw, the arm, sweatiness, fatigue. Of course, Bill, not everyone has these classic symptoms. We know women especially are less likely to have these exact symptoms. With stroke, you watch for difficulty with words or speech, drooping of the face, weakness in a limb. Any symptoms that make you think you have had or a loved one has had a heart attack or stroke needs urgent evaluation. Don't delay care. It can save your life.
Exactly. And this is why, especially now, and this is, I believe, a critical time to consider and really congratulate SCAI for the campaign Second Still Count, because people need to be aware that when you have a stroke, I mean, at least my understanding, you know, break that down a little bit more in terms of the importance of timing of the difference of somebody having a more successful outcome the sooner they come for help, as opposed to delaying it and thinking they can wait it out at home.
Well, heart attack and stroke means that there's some problem with blood supply to critical tissue. In the case of heart attack, it's heart muscle. In the case of stroke, it's brain. Every second that passes, those tissues are starving, and they will die. If we restore blood flow into those critical areas, we can stop the process and save heart muscle and save brain tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's very critical. And every minute that passes, we know the likelihood of permanent disability or death increases.
It's as if they're starving for air, right? Can you put it in those terms?
I think that's fair. It's like your heart or your brain are drowning. And mm-hmm. Every second that it's drowning, more damage is taking place. So if we can get to people quickly, we have effective treatments, we know how to take care of them, we can do it effectively, and we can do this safely. That's the key message today.
Dr. Garrett, is it still pretty much if you're if you've experienced a stroke or a heart attack, that you need to be in a hospital, within 60 minutes, is that still valid, or is there a shorter time span? I know we want people, in this case, because of the campaign, I mean, this is really important that people understand that there is a high sense of urgency, that seconds still count. But in terms of outside limits, I've heard it said that, a person needs to be under medical care within an hour. Is that still valid?
Well, we refer to that as the golden hour, and the reason we call it the golden hour is if we can get a hold of people within the first hour of their symptom onset, particularly for heart attacks, most of the time we can get them completely recovered, right back to full normal activities with no limits whatsoever. And so we really have spent a lot of energy over the years driving this message to get people to come in and not delay, and it's been effective. We've had a great experience in recent years taking care of people, seeing wonderful outcomes. We worry, though, that we're taking a big step backward in time in care of people if they don't allow us access to them.
Exactly, especially in light of COVID-19. So two more questions, and we've got to wrap things up. How can Americans manage their cardiovascular disease during this COVID-19, and where can they go for more information, Dr. Kirk Garrett?
Well, thank you. First of all, remember the same rules apply. If you know you have heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure and cholesterol trouble, take your medications. Stay in touch with your care providers. For more information, I recommend people go to secondscount.org. You'll find the information that you want right there.
Well, Dr. Kirk Garrett, thank you for being with us. He's the medical director for the Center for Heart and Vascular Health at Christiana Care Health Systems. This is really great information. I appreciate you sharing it with our audience. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Alexander from Stream.org joins us now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, like you, keeping my eyes open, being on guard, not taking a whole lot for granted as we're trying to get through still COVID-19. And as if that pandemic is not enough, it's like we had to ignite another pandemic on top of this, and with it, the destruction and the millions of dollars that are being wasted, and more jobs, on top of this. And this is like a second pandemic wave that has nothing to do with the coronavirus other than just this radical violence that's happening from coast to coast throughout America and now spreading into Europe. And that's why I say it's becoming a pandemic of its own.
Oh, yeah. It's awful. I feel so bad for those businesses downtown that got, hit by COVID-19 first, and now they're getting looted and ransacked on top of that. The destruction is horrendous. And, they're just ignoring, law enforcement is ignoring the COVID-19 precautions. There's no social distancing or masks being worn and all this rioting. Oh, I guess Antifa wears their black mask sometimes. But, it's just like nobody cares anymore about COVID-19 because they're allowing all these riots to take place.
Right, exactly. Well, law enforcement clearly is overwhelmed in some areas, 10 to 1, Rachel, 10 to 1. I'll tell you, if this doesn't put us on a trajectory of martial law, I don't know what does. And there's no doubt that law enforcement has to be much more strategic in putting this out. And even for the local people, I've seen this happen in people in the local community, you know, confronting these Antifa anarchists and telling them, you know, you can't do this. I mean, you're killing our, you know, our communities. I mean, in the past when this has happened, I mean, it takes some of these communities decades, Rachel, to come back. And that's without coronavirus. And there's some businesses, I mean, some major corporations, they'll say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to have anything to do with that community. I don't care what kind of low interest buy-in you give me or tax breaks or anything like that. I'm not going to go through this again.
And what's so insulting is you've got these white Antifa rioters looting black businesses. I don't know if you saw the video of that small business owner, that black man who owned a bar, and he was crying because yes. They had destroyed his business that he had put all of his life savings into.
Well, there's lots of tears being shed. I also saw a situation where he had a husband and wife, and they beat the holy pea warden out of the wife, and the husband's trying to get in the middle and, you know, stop them from doing it. It was out of control, you know, what is going on. But this is what's happening to the neighborhoods, dare I say, of black America. And I think in some cases, in some of the looting, that's the other thing that's shocking, too. This is what happens, though, Rachel, and you know as a prosecutor yourself, is once you open the door to lawlessness and evil, you know, all comers start participating. You know, I don't see, at least to the looting that I saw, I didn't see a lot of Antifas as much as I saw what seemed to be, you know, local people, guys on a little scooter, a wheelchair type thing, going in and taking, you know, cases of booze and things like that, and obviously what seemed to be and looked like, you know, local people going in and hijacking the businesses in their own community, hijacking, I mean, you know, looting. It's just very disturbing.
Well, I did follow up because they were saying that the protesters were from out of state, and then they did public records requests, and it turned out that wasn't all true. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were coming from the suburbs.
Yes.
And then I noticed when I would look at the coverage, if I would go to AP photos, you'd see mostly black people. But there would just be, you know, a few. But then if you go to Fox News and they give you a big shot, so you see, you know, 100 people in the video, they're almost all white. In fact, the protest at the White House, they had a video of that yesterday that came out, or the day before maybe, and I could not see a single black person of the 100 people that you could see. The only black people were in the security.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is amazing because this whole situation has been hijacked, you know, by Antifa and those that want to do America harm, that want to obliterate our constitutional rights. And, you know, I'll tell you, the blood of and all this violence is on those antagonists, even within our government, Rachel, that want to see our government fall. They're not helping. And, you know, and even like A.G., you know, Ellison out in Minnesota, Keith Ellison. I mean, that picture of him holding the Antifa handbook like an endorsement. It's like, what are you saying here?
Yeah, they want to destroy America as it is. I mean, they were already staying with COVID-19. This is the new normal. You know, they're hoping we're going to go to these draconian rules and shutdowns and things. And I think they're thinking the same with the riots. They're, you know, they don't want to keep race relations getting better. They want to keep them getting worse because then they can keep black people still voting Democrat.
Well, there are some people that are stepping up. I have been asking, where is, you know, Jesse Jackson for all the years and the money that he has gotten, you know, public money, you know, to support his interest and supposedly be a leader of the black people, you know, Reverend Al Sharpton. Where are they? Where is black leadership? There's no question that there is a call for leadership right now. But I think, you know, in part what some people are realizing is that the system, no question, is compromised and it is corrupt, and we can no longer fully rely on our politicians and some of the traditional leaders to step up, because the problem is bigger than that. It really transcends and comes back to we the people. It's the hearts of we the people. If we do not turn our hearts and do something on an individual basis like JFK called for, then, you know, we are going to hell in a handbasket. And we will continue to do this. You know, it'll be back in a couple of years. You know, we'll get over this, and it'll come back in about another 2 or 3 years with the next riot, unless we do something to finally, and I think we're getting close to that, and at least I want to see it that way, Rachel, that maybe we've had enough of this, that we're willing to do some, you know, some really deep introspection and become empathetic and soften our hearts to understand that this isn't about white or black. You know, this is about all of us. I mean, not only here in the United States that we're Americans, but, you know, the body of humanity, that we cannot look upon another human being as being less than or deplorable. This doesn't serve the ultimate good. All it does is opens the door to people like Antifa to come in and turn our world upside down.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and if I remember correctly, Jesse Jackson came out, and I think he was pretty much praising the rioting. But what I think, you know, can really help is if a lot of these black leaders stand up and denounce it. And in my article on Town Hall today, I go over some of these brave black leaders that are standing up, and they're not just Republicans. There are mm-hmm. some Democrats that are
exactly.
standing up.
Well, was she the mayor of Atlanta or something? The gal, the Democrat there that, boy, she was very passionate with her appeal.
Yeah,
about,
I saw that.
I thought she did an outstanding job. You see, these are, I mean, we say they're Democrats like it's a Democrat, but you know, I hate this delineation. I really do. I resent it because all it does, it puts us in individual silos and it keeps us from talking to one another. And maybe, just maybe throughout, you know, this unrest that we're going through right now, we will have punched ourselves out enough to where we say, hey, you know what? We're in this together. We like it or not, we all have skin in the game here, and we better be a lot smarter on how we move forward.
Yeah, I'm hoping it really is bringing people together. It's not just, you know, a handful of black Democrats that for once agree with, you know, the rest of us. But the fact that everybody thought that the killing was wrong, you know, from day one. Everybody
exactly.
looked at that video. We all knew. We were all on the same page. Mm-hmm. And if you could just get Antifa out of the way to stop muddying the waters and making this into a big race incident, which I don't think it is, because as I told you before our interview, you know, you look at the police violence with other people, and they have done the exact same thing to white people. You
yes.
just never hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and you make an excellent point here, Rachel, that people need to really, you know, stop for just a moment and consider this, is that this was never a race thing, but became an opportunity for frustration, maybe exacerbated by the quarantine that we went through for the last, you know, 3 to 4 months with COVID-19. Maybe that helped exacerbate it. I don't know.
I never thought about that. You know, people are tired of being cooped up in their homes. You know, Antifa is sick and tired of living in their parents' basement. So this gave them an excuse to come out where they, you know, thought that they wouldn't get arrested because, you know, police doesn't get a take on, you know, 200 Antifa who are all armed.
Well, law and order needs to be exercised in a definitive way. Those that have been arrested and those that we have found to be, you know, promoters of anarchy and associated with Antifa, I mean, again, you're a prosecutor, you're a former prosecutor, and you know what has to be done. Am I being extreme in saying that we need to make sure that justice is served on them in a very severe and noted way? Otherwise, it's going to leave the door open for them to come back, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad Trump is talking tough the way he is, because that's the only way you stop people like this. You know, you give them an inch and they'll take a mile. You know, Antifa is just going to get worse. You know, I can't wait to hear the comparisons to the 1992 L.A. riots, because I think, you know, this is probably far worse than those riots were. Antifa will keep this going until, you know, there really is, you know, going to be anarchy in these downtowns of these big cities. Like you said, no one's going to want to invest in them. No one's going to want to build there. It's going to look like Detroit.
Exactly. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at stream.org. Rachel, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You've seen